I'm perfect for this job, Sophie told herself. She checked her reflection in the glass doors, took a steadying breath, and walked into the interview room. Three people sat waiting for her. The introductions went smoothly. Her experience impressed them. Her answers were confident and articulate. Everything seemed to be going exactly to plan. Then the woman at the end of the table smiled. So, Sophie, why do you want to work here?
Why do I want to work here?
Easy. Because it's a great company. No, that's what everyone says. Think. You need this job. Your rent's gone up twice this year. The boiler makes that strange banging noise every morning, like it's trying to send you a warning. Your car sounds as though it's being held together by hope and sheer determination. What if they ask where you see yourself in 5 years? You don't know where you'll be next Tuesday. What if they ask about your greatest weaknesses? Do they want the real list or the edited version? What if everyone else has their life sorted out? Proper careers, pension plans, matching furniture. What if they can tell you're making this up as you go along? What if they realise that half the time you're nodding confidently and hoping the details work themselves out later? What if they ask something you haven't prepared for? What if your mind goes completely blank? Breathe. Smile. Shake hands. Try not to look desperate. You need this job. At least, that's what you've been telling yourself for the last 3 sleepless nights.
Why is everyone looking at you? Have they been looking at you this whole time? How long have you been silent? 3 seconds? 10? A minute? Surely not a minute. Nobody survives a minute. Oh, people get rescued in less time than that.
Sophie? The interviewer's voice brought her back to reality. I'm sorry, she said. No problem. I was asking why you'd like to work here.
Sophie nodded. There was a long pause. Then she smiled brightly.
Honestly, I was hoping you could tell me.